The Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 12, and let's read verse 35 to verse 40. We continue to speak about that we need to watch, continue to do the task entrusted to us, waiting and watching for the judgment of God, for the coming judgment of the Lord. As He comes with the judgment, He will bring a blessing to those who obey, and He will bring discipline and judgment and destruction to those who disobey Him. Once again, I am not speaking about the second coming of Christ. Before His final coming, His final judgment, there is sending judgment every now and then as a warning to His people to be changed, as a reward to those who are continuing to obey. In the various Gospels that we have in our hands, these scriptures have been repeated. Some misinterpreted that this is about the second coming. It is not about the second coming. Because at the second coming there will be the final judgment. But here, before His coming, there is continuous judgment every now and then. God is sending to His church. So we need to watch. Watch ourselves as we continue to do the right, and watch the wicked as they will fall as they continue to do wrong. And let's learn from the scriptures the way that God wants us to watch, the way that God wants us to live our life. In Luke chapter 12, verse 35 to verse 30, say, "Let your loins be girded about, and your light burning, and ye yourself like unto men that wait for the Lord, when He will return from the wedding, that when He cometh and knocketh, they may open unto Him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you, that He shall gird Himself, and take them, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore, be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." Lord, thank you for this day. We bless you. Magnify you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you send us. I pray that this word of yours will be a putos, direction, will be also delight, will be also encouragement, warning, and also to support us in our service and ministry, oh God, to make us aware, awake, watching for your reward, watching for your instruction to come, watching for your guidance unto us, so that we'll be updated with the details of the good plans that you have for each and every one of us and for your church. Lord, I pray that the purpose of sending this word to us shall be accomplished, and you receive glory and honor. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. The attitude that God wants us is that the attitude of being ready to serve. Let your loins be girded, not a slack, lazy attitude, but be willing to move where the Lord will speak. Amen. We need to be waiting for the coming judgment. The judgment of the Lord is when He comes to give instruction, there is a blessing to those who are ready to move. Like we have the example of Paul, when the Holy Spirit, he was struggling. I was reading in the morning, when he was, there's not the word to move, and the Holy Spirit is not allowing, but he was gathered and he's ready to move. He hears the voice through the vision, "Come and help us, a man from Macedonia." So they conclude that God is calling them there. So the same way, God wants us to be ready, loose, beguarded, not relaxation attitude, lazy attitude, but willing to serve, and your light's burning. When there's light, then we can see in the night, we can see the way, and the light for us now is the Holy Spirit who will speak to us of what we need to do. Certain time we cannot move unless God will speak, because I am not able to see anything in the front of me. Certain time He will tell you for 1 month or 2 months what you need to do, and sometimes the next 2 days you don't know anything to do. That's the time that you need really to be more watchful, be ready to move where the Lord directing you. In Acts chapter 5, verse 32, Christian life is not ritual, is not a tradition, is not custom, is not a practices, but the Christian life is when we are led by the voice of the Holy Ghost to lead us to move and serve. That's why we need to be ready for Him. Oh God, speak today and direct us. We will move in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 5, verse 32, and we are His witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. That is our God today, the Holy Ghost, the third person in the Trinity with us, and that is our asset, and that is what we rely on, the Holy Ghost. As we are willing to obey, God will give the Holy Ghost to those who obey Him. And when He gives us the Holy Ghost, then there will be a light shine, a light burning, so we can see our way. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 36, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. In this verse, there is something very beautiful to ponder upon. Those servants, they were waiting for their master to come from a wedding, and they are called to wait, they are called to watch, they are called to serve, but their master is in a wedding, and we know that in the wedding there is enjoyment, right? There is food, there is celebration, yeah, there is relaxation, yeah, there is a good time. The master is enjoying good time, but the servants are in service. Christ is our Lord. Now He is at the right hand of the God the Father, interceding for us. And we are here on earth, persevering, suffering, doing the service of God. Have you got the point here? Some people, they don't like this setup. That why I need to be a servant here on earth to suffer, why I don't have the right to enjoy as other people enjoy, or as my master now is enjoying, but God did His part. Jesus have done His part. When He came and He suffered, He died for our sin on the cross, He paid the price in full, He did the perfect things that God wanted Him to do, He rose from the dead, He ascended to heaven, and now He is at the right hand of God the Father. He did His part. I need to do today my part. I have received salvation by His grace. If I did not contribute anything for it. But after I am saved, I am called to go on the way that God wants me to go. I am waiting for my master to come from a wedding, but I am here in suffering in the wilderness, waiting for the redemption of my body to be in heaven. That's here the attitude of the people. They want to enjoy, they don't want to suffer. First You suffer. First you study. First you save money. First you change your attitude. First you work hard. Then after that there will be a reward. There is no reward without hard work and suffering. Are you enticed and you don't like to wait your master and you want to enjoy? Wait for the judgment of God. The wrath of God will fall. He say, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. He will not tell him, we are tired, you are late, this trial continue, we want to give up, we are so upset about it. Have you get the point here? He knows what we are in, he knows. But he is testing our faith also. Are we people only after reward or after hard work and discipline and correction and perseverance? He says that when he come and he knock, immediately they will run to open their door for him. They are ready for him to receive him. We are ready for him to receive him with the new instruction of what he needs us to do. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 20, he says, here I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So, the Lord is knocking at each and every one of us. Hard door. Keep calling us, keep reminding us, and he is waiting for us to open for him. And also let us be reminded that Christian life is life of trial and suffering. James chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. That's why we are waiting for our master to return from a wedding. He's the master. I am here, this servant, and I need to persevere in the spot that God had placed me. When he will return, he wants to see me where he had placed me. I not need to be faithful to him. Ready, open the door. Yes, Lord, what I need to do more for you. There's a good event in the book of Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon, the best and the safest explanation and the explanation that we serve the purpose of God in our life and we consider the beloved is the Lord and the lover is the church. Have you get the point? In chapter, in book of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 2 to 6. See here this event where the beloved is where the beloved is the church and the lover is the Lord God. That is the best explanation that will serve the purpose for us as people. Because God is our husband. God is the husband of the church. Jesus Christ is the husband of his church. He's saying, the beloved, I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and the locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Now here, the one who was knocking the door there, she called him the beloved. So that is the, that we consider him as the Lord. The Lord is looking for, knocking for the lover. That is here the woman. That is here the church. He called her. She was asleep. I slept, but my heart waked. She was awakened. The voice of my beloved, that knock is saying, open to me, my sister. Have you got the point here? He is calling her my sister. Jesus is our elder brother. Yeah? Open to me, my sister. That is the call. My love, open to me. That's the second call. My dove, open to me. My undefiled. God is calling the church. Have you got the point? God is calling, knocking on your heart. Please open, please wake up. You do this thing, you do this thing. You do 3, 4, 5 times God is speaking, and he gives the reason. He says, you please open because my head is wet, because it also is cold. And you know, it is cold outside, and I'm going to get cold because the door is closed and I cannot enter into your life. God is speaking to the church repeatedly. Repent, repent, repent. Turn back, turn back, turn back. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And he gives the reason. Come to save me. Come to do the work. And the one who is sleeping, the church is sleeping, having her own resolution and have her own excuses and all the lies of David entertaining. In verse 3, now the lover is answering back. She is answering the beloved. What she is telling? She is telling him, I have put off my coat. How I put it on? It's a nice song, no? It's a very nice song. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? And then the second verse of it, I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? It is a cold weather. So when she is going to sleep in the bed, she has put off her coat. Now she needs to wake up. When she needs to wake up to get out from the bed, it will be a cold. It is very hard to put again the coat, and I will feel cold, and I am already relaxed in my bed. I have my own plan. Yeah? Lazily. With her laziness, with her complacency, how you are coming now to disturb me at this time of the my life? Weekend, vacation, trip, holiday, the church nowadays does not want to be disturbed. They go through the traditional plan, then willing to receive the new instruction of the Holy Ghost, because sometimes God disturbs us. And what she said to him, I have washed my feet, because the day is working. Before she goes to bed, she washes her feet so the bed will not be dirty. She will also wipe her feet, okay, so that the bed will not be wet. Now when she gets up from her bed, she will go through the ground, her feet again she will be dirty, and when she comes back to sleep, she has to wash again. And just caught with her. And we get upon all the excuses to escape the call of God, to escape the responsibility and the assignment that God wants her to do. And he was calling. So you get the point, sometimes we are entertained with lies. We want to enjoy the food, we want to enjoy the sleep, we want to enjoy all these things. And we get them. It's not wrong, but are we ready to respond to Him when He calls us? Are we ready to change our plan when He calls us? Are we ready to squeeze ourselves and step ourselves when He calls us? That's here the question. Are we ready when He will come with His instruction to us? Or we had already set our mind as a sleeping time. Don't disturb me, this is my relaxing time, this is my plan. I will not be willing to go along with you. Certain people, God repeatedly speaking to them, directing them. Same command, same instruction every day. Forgive, 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 get up, get up, get up, come back, give, give. They are giving at the deaf ear. In verse 5, he say, verse 4, he say, my beloved put on his hand by the hole of the door. Before he was knocking, now he is holding the handle of the door. He want to open it. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for me. There's a time that, you know, he knocked the door. There's somebody inside or no? As if because there's no reply, you know, there's no movement, there's no response. The Lord wants to make the last movement. He wants to open the door Himself. He stretched His hand to open the door. The door was locked, so He was not able to enter. Have you get the point? There's a certain time before God will leave. God will give a final movement. And she say, and we know it, she say, and my bowels were moved for Him. She know that God is moving toward her. Still, she is reluctant to humble down and open the door for Him and submit to His will. Are we hard at a certain time? Yes. But what will happen after? If you read the next verse, the next two verses, verse 5 and 6, when she know that already the Lord want to open the door even by force, because it's locked, what had happened if you read verse 5 and 6, he said, I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with a sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself. Have you get the point here? He was calling, 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 but no response. He left. He left, and it is already too late because she opened the door, but he is no more here. There's certain time God gives us chance to repent. When we don't repent, we go to the next step of discipline. Now I opened the door, but he's not here. And you know what she say also? She say, but my beloved withdrew himself and was gone, where? And my soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave no answer. Have you get the point here? When we delay in our repentance, delay in responding to God, the judgment of God will fall on us. And you know, if you read the story down, the watchman in the city, she went out to look for him. They smote her in her head because she was in the night. Have you get the point? Sometimes we refuse the easy way of repentance. We want to escalate our laziness, glorify our flesh more, postponing to repent, postponing humbling down, but the judgment will come. That's why he say, you know, her excuse is, I wash my feet. We are called to wash other people's feet. Have you get the point? Not to pamper ourselves. have put off my God. Sometimes we get with our pride and move away from God, away from the purpose of God, away from the plan of God. That's how you miss the opportunities of a blessing. And you know, there's very beautiful things that we have read when she said, I put my hand on the log. And chapter 5 and verse, Song of Solomon chapter 5 and verse 5, she said, When I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh and my finger with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the log. You know, when she put her hand on the log, it was as if it is blood in there. There is something on it, like nice smell there. There is some ointment or some oil there on the handle. From where this ointment came? When the beloved was at the outside and he wanted to open the door, he put his hand on the lock of the door. His hand full of myrrh, anointing. The anointing and the myrrh transfer even to the inner part of the door. When she put her hand, from where? She knew that is there. The Lord is knocking. No. When she opened, he's no more, he left. The point here, how much blessing we forfeit when we delay in responding to God's call in our lives. Even the door is blocked. He wants to come to us with his blessing. Solve the problem. Humble down. Have you get the point here? Repent. Turn from your ways. The blessing is at the door, no? But we don't respond. Let's go back to Luke. Let us continue to watch, doing our assignment, waiting for the judgment of God. He will punish the wicked and he will reward the righteous. He may give a space of time, but he will judge. And when he will judge, he will overcome. Luke chapter 12 and verse 37, he says, Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find them watching, not in the bed, watching. Watching, not they have washed their feet and they are sleeping. Watching, not they have put up the coat and covered by the blanket and leave us alone. Yes. Watching, not they are ready with their excuses and their lies and alibis. Blessed are those servants. So God is expecting servants. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. You want to be served? Let the Lord serve you, but do your part now. Don't pamper yourself. Premature pampering is destruction. Do your part, and the Lord, see, he with himself, he will save you. God is not after our service. God is after willingness to go along his term and condition. And verse 38, And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. At that time of Jesus, the time for evening is 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock, people are almost closing. No more service. 6 o'clock onwards, time for rest. He says, blessed are those when the Lord comes in the second watch and the third watch. First watch is 7 p.m. Second watch, 8 p.m. Third verse 9, when at even 9 p.m. he will knock the door, even the resting time they are ready for the ministry, ready to hear the voice. When such kind of people 24/7 are willing to obey God, that's where the continuous blessing will. Not ready with their excuses. Ready to respond to the voice of God. They are sensitive to the voice of the Holy Ghost. And when the Lord finds such kind of people, He will truly bless them. Blessed are those servants. And this no, verse 39. Otherwise, if we have the other attitude of excusing ourselves and hiding, and just know that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. He say, otherwise, if you will not accept this way of life, that you need to be watchful for the affairs of God and the ministry of the Lord, then God will come to you as a thief. He will come in a day and time and hour that you are not knowing and you are not expecting, and your house will be broken up. That's what he say. That's why it is very dangerous for us today to move without the direction of God and do things with our own will. Verse 40, be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at any hour when we think not. Sometimes, when you are doing the right things, people are upset with you, devil is trying to confuse you. The point here, that you need to watch for his movement. He will be the one to judge, he will be the one to vindicate you, he will be the one to deal with the wicked. As long as you know that you are led by the Spirit of God, don't move from the decision or stand that based on Scripture, based on the leading of the Holy Ghost. Peter asked the Lord, and he told him in verse 41, then Peter said unto him, Lord, speak thou this parable unto us, or even to all. This is only for believer, for the disciple, or for everyone. He is asking. He is verifying. And the Lord said, verse 42, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? God is looking to the wise and faithful steward that the Lord will put him ruler over his household to give them their meat, their portion, their need at the due time. Now he is telling to Peter, God wants people who are faithful, wise, not to sleep, not to escape, but wise to keep on the flaming service of God that is by the work of the Holy Ghost. God is looking for such kind of people. And verse 43, blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. Now, he says, blessed is the servant. So, everyone, God is dealing with him on an individual level. Every one of us, God had given him assignment, responsibility, list to do, list to repent, list to refrain, list to correct yourself. He has given to us, and he will come. He will not judge haphazardly, but he will judge accordingly. He say, blessed is that servant. So not servants, individual, everyone, he know what he had asked him to do and what is his assignment. In verse 44, of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. That's why when he comes with judgment, he will check. Are you faithful? Are you wise? Are you following the instruction? You will be kept also. You will be also promote it. If not, what he has given you will be taken and also will be a punishment and discipline. Verse 45, but if that servant say in his heart, my Lord, the late is coming and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens and to eat and drink and to be a drunkard. Now here's the point, when the person who has received the blessing of God start to be like the leper in the bed, enjoying, sleeping, eating and drinking, abusing, beating, going along wrong people, take the blessing of God and he spend it with the wrong people, then the Lord of that servant will come in a day, verse 46, when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. So that servant is a believer or no? He's a believer. What this would do to him? He will say, he will cut him. That's what he said. That is the word of Jesus. The Lord will cut him. He will cut that servant. That is literally. That's what he said. That is the judgment of the Lord to those who just obey him. I'm going to speak about the final judgment. This is in between judgment to bring people to repentance. In verse 47, and that servant, more Jesus added, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and if prepared not himself, he know what God wants, he know the will of God, he know what exactly God wants him to do, and he not to prepare himself. Still bargaining with the Lord, still doing his own will, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Have you get the point? The more you know, the more you are beaten. That is not beaten in the hell, no. On earth, when you disobey. When you know the will of God and you just go against it. Verse 48, but he that know not, those who does not know, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with less stripes. They will not be forgiven, still they have to be beaten. But those who know the will of God and the cities of it, they will be beaten more. That's why the more we are aware of what God wants us and disobey, the more we will be disciplined for it. That was Jesus answering the question of Apostle Peter. Amen. So this is directly now for the believer. When we do wrong and we know it is wrong, we'll be receiving more. For unto whosoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. He had been trusted much, he had been given much, he had been taught much, then more also require of him. That's all stand. You know the attitude of I put off my coat, how I put it on, and I wash my feet, and how I will get up and open the door. This is the attitude of make us more tired. This is the attitude that kicks the blessing of God. That's the attitude that you can see the blessing just behind the door. And you have left the door. Lord, let us repent. Tell him, Lord, I repent of this attitude. I will respond promptly to you from this time on. God, I'm tired of going against your will. Lord, please come back to me. Oh Lord, I need you more now in my life. I miss the smelling of the myrrh, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the fellowship with you, Lord. I miss it, O God. We miss it, Lord. Come back. We need your touch, O Lord. Come heal our life. Come heal our heart. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Help me, O God. Lord, guide me. I am ready, O Lord, to serve you. Let your loins be girded and your lights burning. O Lord, lead me. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and my sisters, O Lord, who set their heart, O God, who set their heart to come back to you, Lord. Holy Ghost, flow through them in the name of Jesus. Renew their mind, their life, their heart, their plans, O God. Transform them to do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. You touch people's life today with your word. Let be our food. In the name of Jesus.
I'm tired, O Lord. I'm tired of going against your will.
Come completely,
Lord. Save my heart from
hear my heart.
Come hear my heart
from now, O Lord.
From now, O Lord.
I will obey your word, O God. I will obey your voice, even Lord.
Speak,
Holy Spirit.
Flow through me.
Holy Spirit, flow through me. Fellowship, come once again, visit us with the miracles and mighty work of yours, the prayers of Lord, miracles, healing, opening doors for us to evangelize in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day that you come to revive us. Thank you for your word. Oh Lord, take the word of yours and make us to pray. Let it be a blessing to everyone who hears. Protect the message and make it reach those who need it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us. And keep us, O God, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen.